This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And joining me is Debbie Look, who is, she's got quite a title. She's the Senior Consultant, California State Assembly Committee on Education. Let's simplify it a little bit. There are lots of bills that go through the legislature, and they have to go through committees. One of them is education. Debbie, you lend your expertise in looking at bills and telling us whether they're good or bad or what should happen to them. You don't vote, but you've got a lot of power.
Yes, that's one of our main roles, is to look at when a bill is introduced in our House, in the Assembly, or when it comes over from the Senate, what does it mean to education? So we're looking at, what does the bill do? How does it vary from current law? Who's in support of it? What do they say about it? Who's in opposition? And we try to present a balanced view in our analysis that helps the members in determining their vote on a particular bill.
So lots of time there's a bill that's written, and people don't quite understand what it says because it could be pretty complicated. You help simplify it, don't you?
Yeah, that's one of our main roles, is to really take the legislation from the legalistic language and try and explain it in plain English so that people can understand. Someone who isn't an expert in education should be able to read our analysis and understand what the bill's proposing to do and what are the pros and cons of that particular bill. And then to be able to, if they so choose, speak to their assembly members or senators and urge them to vote one way or the other. I mean, our role is informing the members, but also the public as well, to be involved in that process.
So lots of times there are, I would say, a gazillion, but that might be, you know, a little bit more than realistic. But there are lots of issues that come under that big heading of education. What kinds of subject matter do you look at?
So we, in the Assembly Education Committee, divide up by subject areas. So in my case, my subject areas that I focus on are around school safety, school climate, which has been getting a lot of attention this year. I also look at career technical education, child care and early care and education, before and after school care, adult education. So broad range of topics, and so it's a big portfolio to look at.
So you've been there a couple of years, and you probably have thought, well, I've seen this issue before, or this is brand new issue that people are looking at. What are some of the big trends that you see as they come through, as people look at education and try to make it better?
Yeah, it's been interesting in the last few years since the state adopted the local control funding formula. There's been less ability for state legislators to play around maybe in education as much as in the past. In the past, a lot of the education funding went out under what's called categorical programs, where money came from Sacramento to serve this particular purpose. Now we don't have that option, so legislators don't have as many opportunities to push a particular pet program. So sometimes they're scrambling to find something meaningful to do in education. So we talk a lot about some of the big systemic issues that we need to address, and things like investing in quality early care and education, fixing special education funding. There's some big pieces that really need attention, and we don't always see that coming through.
So let's just take one of those. Let's talk about early education, investing in early education. What's happened to the amount of money over the last several years in investing in early education, and why is it important to do it?
So through the recession, we lost over $1 billion in California's early care and education system. It's primarily a child care system that we pay to support the needs of low-income working families who need, we want the children to be in quality care, to be well prepared, to try to deal with the achievement gap. We know that if we invest in quality early care and education, our kids will be better prepared to be successful in their K-12 education. So we know it's important. But we, as I said, we lost through the recession a huge portion of that money, and we're only now just starting to reinvest. So in recent years, the legislature has done a fair bit to increase opportunities for four-year-olds. So we've seen increases in slots for state preschool for low-income children. But we're not seeing the same kind of level of commitment to the early early years, the infant toddlers. And so there's, we're seeing, whereas approximately 70% of four-year-olds are eligible for state-subsidized preschool are receiving that service. But in the case of 0 to 3 kids, we're looking at less than 10% in many communities.
And this is really an important issue because lots of times we look at what they call the achievement gap in K through 12. But if you can stop the gap before it's created, all of our kids are going to do better.
Yes, and there's been really clear research on the value of a child coming from a poverty, home facing poverty or other adverse experiences, whose parents don't have the same level of education, who don't have the same opportunities that children from wealthier families have, that we're seeing a huge gap in terms of their knowledge of language, their ability, any kind of mathematical skills, their ability to self-regulate, all of those things are lacking. And it's much more difficult to address those when we get through the K-12 system. It's so much more effective that research has clearly shown if we invest early, we give those kids that leg up, and then they come into kindergarten at the same level and ready to learn and ready to move forward.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and I'm speaking with Debbie Look, who is the Senior Consultant, California State Assembly Committee on Education. Now, full disclosure, Debbie and I are old friends. We work together with the California State PTA, and I'm going to ask her some questions, putting on her parent PTA hat and combining it with this experience that she's had in an official capacity, about what are some tips if parents or community members want to come and say, look, I think this is an important issue. How do they do it? Are there some strategies that work and some that are really terrible?
I think it's really important, and we really like to see people engaged. And my number one tip is learning who your elected officials are, who is your assembly member and your state senator that represent you in Sacramento, and get to know them. Don't wait till you've got a problem or a pressing issue. Have you gone to one of their community coffees or open houses or town halls? Introduce yourself, get to know them, go visit them in their district offices. If you happen to be in Sacramento, come by and meet them. Get to know them and build that trust, understanding, and then talk to them about some of the issues that are facing your communities or your schools. And talk to them if you've got ideas about potential solutions. You don't necessarily have to have the solution, but you need to make them aware of challenges that are happening in their communities that they represent and that they need to be paying attention to, and not letting them off the hook. A lot of people will say, well, we can't deal with that, there's no money. That's not an acceptable answer. They need to step up and represent their constituents, and that's you. So you need to be a voice for that and take up your responsibility as a citizen.
So I'm a little intimidated. I'm going to go talk to my elected official, and I'm going to all the way up to Sacramento for a special trip. And you know what? I don't know much about legislation. I'm not a policy wonk at all. How can I do that?
I don't believe that you need to be. What you are as a parent, as someone involved in education, as a teacher, is that you know what's going on in your local schools. You know what's going on in your communities. And that's what you're there to share. You don't have to understand legislative policy or process. You just need to bring that passion and that interest and that commitment to what you want to see for your kids and your communities. And that's what you're bringing. And it's up to the people like me in Sacramento who translate that into legislation and try and work with the elected officials to try to move things through.
So, for example, if I see in my school, and this is happening in schools throughout California, they're actually cutting money. I'm losing personnel. I'm not having music or art. I don't have the counselors. What should I say?
I think that's exactly the stories that they need to hear. But they need to hear them personally from schools that they know that are in their district. So they believe they're hearing the governor say that he's fully funding the local control funding formula. And but we're seeing schools actually cutting programs. So they need to hear that. They need to hear what's happening in their communities and how it's affecting students and families in their communities.
I'd really like to thank Debbie Look Senior Consultant, California State Assembly Committee on Education. Pretty formal, huh? A strong advocate for kids, a longtime member of the PTA, for joining me and talking about what is the role of a consultant and what can you do if you have a concern and who do you talk to and how do you talk to them. This is Carol Kosovar, Looking at Education on KALW.